That's Melanie C, and I turn to you. You're listening to East Point Radio with me, Mark Lindsay. The programme, as always on a Monday, 9 through till 12 noon, is the Monday Montage, a collection of features liberally sprinkled with lots of great music. It's exactly 10:45, and that means one thing on a Monday. It is our feature, which is entitled
Anglia
In Focus,
where we invite individuals and organisations to join us live on the radio to talk about various events taking place across Suffolk, and also to make you aware of the various facilities which are available across Suffolk. Now, today it's my pleasure to introduce Neil Lister, who's a Countryside Projects Officer for Suffolk Coast and Heaths, and of course it's areas of natural beauty. It's a wonderful organisation, and as we hopefully approach spring and forward into summer, some of the things that we're going to be talking about, I'm sure that you will like to know all about so you can plan ahead. So I'm hoping now on the line is Neil Lister. As I say, he's a Countryside Projects Officer. A very good morning to you, Neil.
A very good morning to you, Mark. Hi, good morning.
And how are you this this Monday morning? Rather cold still.
It is. Well, I'm trying my best to keep warm, but I am out and about in the Area of Outstanding Natural Beauty, or AOMB, as we sometimes shorten it to. So, you know, just being out and moving about, I'm trying to keep the chill at bay, but you're right. It's one of those kind of dull old winter days when the sun doesn't look as if it'll get through very much for the time being, but hey ho.
I know exactly what you mean. Now, the Coast and Heath was designated, I understand, way back in 1970 with the purpose of conserving and enhancing the habitats and biodiversity of the special heathlands, woodlands, estuaries and coast. That's quite a mouthful, isn't it? You cover a lot of things there.
We do indeed. So to kind of break that down and make it more manageable, the AOMB is a protected landscape on a national scale. So the quality of the landscape is seem to be nationally important, and you're dead right. That takes in all the elements that make up the landscape as a whole, so the woodland, the heathland, the shorelines, both the open coast and the estuary that we're very, very, very fortunate to have in this part of the world. It's quite a big task to take on and try and look after. You know, it doesn't mean that things will never change either, so you're also factoring in change, but hopefully you can influence things so that change, when it happens, it's the right type of change that by and large complements the wider landscape rather than denigrate it.
Now, the actual area in total, I understand, is some 441 square kilometres, and it certainly is a diverse and ever-changing landscape. I mean, I know the area well. And, of course, you can enjoy the low-lying coast of shingle and sand, ancient woodland, forest, lowland heaths, farmland, valley, meadowlands, estuaries, marshes, and historic towns and villages. I'd like to talk about one of those villages, if we can, and that is Misley. Now, I know Misley itself, and I know the Manning Tree area, and it's a wonderful area, particularly on a lovely summer's day, isn't it, to go for a walk and to have a look around that area.
Absolutely, you're dead right. And one of the really nice things about places like Misley is that the residential part and the developed part is cheek by jowl with this wonderful nationally protected landscape. So, you know, the people who are lucky enough to live there or visit, you know, especially in the more touristy season when we get more visitors from spring onwards, they can interact and learn a lot about that landscape, you know, and our spare time as well, our recreation time. People, you know, sail out on the estuary and potter about on the foreshore. So maybe that's an important aspect to emphasise as well, that the AUMB is a place where people live, work and play, you know, and as people we've made the landscape, yeah.
Certainly. Now, I'm going to ask you about the conservation events in 2023 and also volunteering opportunities in just a moment. But can you give us some contact details for people wanting to find out more about Suffolk Coast and Heaths, AONB?
Yes, with pleasure. So if you're able to go online, we have a website, so that's just a matter of typing in Coast and Heaths AONB or Suffolk Coast and Heaths AONB, and you'll find our website, and there's all sorts of background information there about the events and activities that are happening, how to get involved as a volunteer, and you know, if all else fails, you can always contact me in person. So my email is neil@suffolk.gov.uk. Or if you go on the website, you will be able to get to me via that email as well.
Now, the other thing which, as I say, I'd like to talk about is the volunteering side of it. Now, as you've just mentioned there, there are lots of ways for folks to get involved and to care for the environment, which is so important, isn't it, these days, whilst boosting your own well-being through volunteering roles. Now, I know that lots of people would be very, very interested in becoming involved. Can you talk about the volunteering opportunities which are available?
Yes, certainly, with pleasure. So we have quite a myriad of ways in which people can get involved. And I should emphasise up front that very much it's the ball is in the volunteers' court as to how much they commit. And, you know, we're well aware that that people have a range of sometimes misgivings about volunteering. You know, how long is it going to take? Will it be very physical work? Will I be able to get involved? And we always say to people, look, just come along, give it a try, and, you know, if it's not for you, it's not for you. There's no shame at all in deciding you don't want to volunteer anymore, or maybe not doing a full day, just coming for an hour or two. But what we can offer, there's the more physically active side of volunteering. For example, one of my roles is to organise a programme of practical conservation tasks, whereby the volunteers that bless them are happy to come out and give us a hand. We go out maybe twice a month, and we'll do a range of tasks, from looking after the Sandlings Heathland to working in woodland. Tomorrow, for example, we'll be out in Waldringfield helping the local community look after one of their wildlife and green space sites. So we'll be doing a little bit of gorse clearance there, keeping the paths open, managing the hedgerows, so on and so forth. And, you know, we run on tea and biscuits by and large, so you know we're not expecting masses of effort for no reward. Like I say, people come and work at their own pace. If the more physical side of volunteering is not for you, Tom Fairbrother, who's our communications officer, Tom organises all sorts of events to promote the AOMB throughout the year, and I'm sure he'd love to hear from anyone who was interested in giving him a hand actually organising and delivering those events. Our volunteering programme, it's open to all sections of society, all ages, anyone is welcome to register. We do ask that people register because then they are insured, but it's a fairly straightforward process, and we can help with that if it proves a bit of a challenge.
That sounds great. It's an open invitation then to get involved. Now, volunteers, of course, as you've been saying, play an invaluable role in helping us to literally conserve and enhance the area of outstanding natural beauty, or AONB, as you were saying. Now, I know that also you've mentioned the side of tree planting, and also you get involved on the coast, don't you, with various beach cleans to improve the environment?
Yeah, that's right, we do, absolutely. So the AONB, the Coast and Heaths AONB, is an agent for a national program called Beach Watch, which is administered and delivered by the Marine Conservation Society. And what that entails for us as an AONB is that we organise beach cleans, whereby we go to a location on the coast or the estuary, we clear the debris for a few hours either side of the high tide, so that, you know, we're clearing the whole beach, and then we actually survey and record the items we find, and that information, that data, is fed back up to the Marine Conservation Society, who will then use it to lobby the relevant organisations, including national government, in the nicest possible way, and will try and effect active change from the top down that will benefit our beautiful coasts in this part of the world. So, for example, the I think it was 2015 legislation that brought in a small charge for plastic carrier bags was on the back of the Marine Conservation Society delivering national data to the government. And, you know, fully appreciate that some people didn't welcome perhaps that legislation coming in, but one thing it has done, it's reduced the amount of plastic bags that are entering the wider environment, and we're recording less when we go out and do our beach clean. So, seems like a win-win.
Certainly does. Now, earlier on we were talking about Misley, as I say, on the Stour there, the village of Misley. And, of course, it's quite historical, isn't it, where the village where Matthew Hopkins, the witch finder general, was reputed to have lived, according to legend, and also owning one of the local establishments, I think the Thorn Inn, from my recollection. So a wonderful place, Misley and Manningtree in that area. Now, some of the other areas, which I certainly know well, is Erwarton, or Arwarton, as some people pronounce it, and that's a small village and a civil parish in the Baber district of Suffolk. Now, that has radio connections as well, which is another one of my interests, because many years ago, as you may or may not be aware, looking back at 1985, I think it was, there was an offshore radio station that was actually brought up to Erwarton Point and actually moored while the establishment decided what they were going to do with it. It was called Laser 558. So local radio connections there as well.
That's fantastic. I wasn't aware of that, to be honest, but it's great to hear about all these connections. And I do know that the foreshore down below Erwarton Hall, you know, way before the radio station that you refer to, Mark, but back in the Middle Ages and earlier, was quite an active trading point, and there were inlets and small docks, or hards, as they're often called, down in that part of the world. And yeah, I guess the Suffolk Coast and Heaths and the Essex part of the estuary looked outwards to the river and the open sea for trading and communication as much as it did inland, because I guess the roads weren't that great.
Certainly, it's a wonderful neck of the woods as such. But can you give us some more details, Neil, if you would, about how folks can find out more about the Suffolk Coast and Heaths AONB, standing for Areas of Natural Beauty, of course?
Yeah, sure, with pleasure. So if you can get online, you know, look up Suffolk Coast and Heaths, AONB, Area of Outstanding Natural Beauty, or you can even shorten it to Coast and Heaths, AONB, and that will get you to our website, and that's all singing, dancing, has all the information you'll need, and there'll be... if you follow the volunteering path from the main page, eventually you will get to a contact page to make your inquiry, and my email will pop up there. If you want to give me a call direct, I'm more than happy to talk to people and talk them through it. So that's 07920 577271, and you'll find me on that.
That's brilliant, Neil. And for everybody out there, if you have some time to spare to help for the Coasts and Heaths AONB, then you know how to get in contact. And we've been talking there to Neil Lister. Neil, can I thank you for joining us here live on East Point Radio today?
It's an absolute pleasure. And you've got me out and about and warmed up a bit, moving about, so that's great. Thank you.
So there we've been talking to Neil Lister, who's the Countryside Projects Officer for Suffolk Coast and Heaths AONB. And nice to talk to him, and I've learnt a lot about the particular area, and you can get involved very, very easily from the details that he's been giving you. You're listening to East Point Radio, and this is all part of our series
Anglia
In Focus,
right here on the radio.